The number of COVID-19 deaths in Massachusetts has jumped by almost 60%. State health officials are now reporting 89 deaths and more than 560 people hospitalized. These numbers were reported as Governor Charlie Baker took further steps to try to stem the spread of the disease. WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us now with the latest. Deb, today Governor Baker extended the closure orders for non-essential businesses to May 4th. What reason did he give?
Well, the governor said he was acting based on health guidance and considering the fact that the federal government took steps over the weekend to extend the national social distancing guidelines until the end of April. This is what Baker said.
Here in Massachusetts, we've taken some of the earliest and most aggressive steps in the country to slow the spread of this virus. And we must continue to be aggressive in our pursuits.
The governor also said he's revised the list of essential businesses to include occupations like sanitation workers and optometrists. He also said the Department of Public Health's stay-at-home advisory and the order limiting all gatherings to no more than 10 people are extended until May 4th as well.
Governor Baker also talked about the actions the state has taken at the Holyoke Soldiers Home facility. It's a nursing facility where an outbreak of the virus apparently had been concealed. What did he say about that?
Well, much of today's press briefing actually was about the situation in Holyoke. The governor called it gut-wrenching. There have been 13 deaths at the facility since the coronavirus outbreak. Six of those deaths, the veterans tested positive for COVID-19. 10 other veterans and 7 staffers tested positive. And Baker and State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters said they didn't know what was happening there until late Sunday night. The superintendent of the soldiers' home has been suspended, and Sutters said a team of specialists has been sent to Holyoke, and all staff and residents will be tested. She said the state is dispatching mobile testing teams to nursing homes across the state to test. And also, on a related note, the VA in Boston today reported that a veteran patient in his 80s died at the West Roxbury campus because of COVID-19.
As the governor's press conference was going on, the state Supreme Judicial Court was holding a hearing on whether to start releasing people from jails and prisons in an effort to stem the spread of the virus. The governor was critical of that petition. How come?
Well, these were probably the most direct comments from the governor to date on the issue of releasing people from jails and prisons because of this pandemic. The SJC is reviewing a petition from the defense bar and others that calls for releasing categories of prisoners, such as the elderly, those who are ill or seeking medical parole, pretrial detainees who are deemed not to pose a public safety risk, those who are about to complete their sentences, and those who are civilly committed to addiction treatment. 7 district attorneys filed briefs opposing this petition. They argue that releasing broad categories of prisoners is a public safety threat, and there aren't proper support services in place to accommodate such a release. And the governor also said he doesn't support that.
We don't buy, as a matter of law, fact, or policy, that the argument that's being made before the court is the correct one. We believe the correct position is for us to continue to do the things we're doing to keep people inside the system safe. And that's going to be the way we play this one.
Now, the SJC is considering that petition. And as for correctional facilities, the first coronavirus case was reported in a prisoner at the Massachusetts Treatment Center in Bridgewater on March 21st. Now there are believed to be more than 24 cases among prisoners and staff in jails and prisons, although there's no standard reporting procedure for this. And another issue in law enforcement today, Lisa, the state police announced that 16 troopers are being deployed to Springfield to help local police there. Apparently there's a shortage of officers in Springfield because so many are quarantined. And state police say they have also added staff on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard.
What about the latest numbers of cases in Massachusetts?
Well, state health officials are reporting 6,620 confirmed cases today. And as we said, 89 deaths. That's 33 more deaths since yesterday. And officials say it's certainly difficult to predict, but the peak in all of this for Massachusetts will likely be in a few weeks.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you very much.
You're welcome.